Mail Call from the United States of America. Stand by, Americans. Here's Mail Call, one big package of words and music and laughter delivered to you by the stars from whom you want to hear. In answer to the request you send to Armed Forces Radio, Los Angeles, USA. This week, Mail Call salutes the men and women from the state of Rhode Island. Rhode Island may be the smallest state in the Union, but it certainly has given the entertainment world some of its biggest stars. For example, your favorite singer of opera, screen, and radio, Nelson Eddy.
Drums in my heart, I hear the drums roll. Deep in my heart, beating with joy. Cymbals I hear, way down in my soul. Reaching my ear, crashing with joy. Hail a new day, welcome a bright sky. Humbly I pray, happy am I. Drums in my heart, striking a new chord. Drums in my heart, thank the Lord. Bells are pealing, hearts beat madly, earth full ceiling smiles down gladly. Lo, we see good will. I'm your friend now, you're my brother. Hate will. Love, love, live, thank him. Hail a new day, welcome a bright sky. Humbly I pray, happy am I. Drums in my heart, striking a new chord. Drums in my heart, thank God, Lord.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. And I'd like to say a special hello to all you servicemen and women from the state of Rhode Island who have hit the road. You know, little Rhodey is only about 0.5% the size of Texas, but it happens to be the most densely populated of all the states. So I know there are quite a few natives from around Providence Way listening to this mail call letter. Right now, there are some very good friends of yours anxiously waiting to add something to this special delivery. So I'd like to turn the pen over to your favorite radio couple, George Burns and Gracie Allen. George and Gracie, it's a great pleasure to welcome you to Mail Call.
Thank you, Nelson.
Oh, it's wonderful to be here, Nelson. And to tell the truth, for a long time I've wanted you and George to meet. You have so much in common, you know, both famous singers.
Why, I didn't... I didn't know George was a singer, Gracie. Is he good?
Well, let's just put it this way. Keep up your lessons, Nelson.
Well, Gracie, I'm not that much better than he is.
I'd like very much to hear George sing, Gracie.
All right. Dear, unloose your glorious white throat and pour a stream of golden melody at him.
Okay. I'll cook up a little tune for him.
Mammy's little baby love, shortening, shortening. Mammy's little baby love, shortening bread.
Well, Nelson, I hope you noticed that he did his cooking with your gas.
Well, what did you think of my voice, Nelson?
You want me to answer that as one singer to another?
Yes.
Well, I'll see you later.
You know something, Gracie? I'm not sure that that was a compliment.
Yeah, well, I know. He's pretty bitter. I guess he can see the handwriting on the wall.
Well, of course, he's talented, too. He sings Shortening Bread very well.
Oh, but not like you sing it, dear. Why, when you sing Shortening Bread, you make it so realistic you can smell it. Well, George, let's face facts. Nelson Eddy may have some talent, but why is he a success? I can give you the answer in three words. Jeanette MacDonald.
Oh, now, Gracie.
Oh, don't try to deny it, George. Nelson Eddy owes everything to a woman. And you know what people think of a man who owes all his success to a woman.
Yeah.
George, do you realize that if you sang with Jeanette MacDonald, you'd be the outstanding romantic singer of the country?
You did say singer, didn't you, dear? Oh, now, Gracie, I'm not a great singer. There are dozens of singers better than I am.
Name one.
Well, I just can't think of anyone offhand.
Well, how about...
Never mind, I'll do my own thinking. Of course, I'll have to admit Bing isn't bad, and Frank Sinatra's pretty fair.
Frank Sinatra? What does he do to girls? He just makes their bobby socks quiver. But you, George, you shake them to their very foundations.
Well, no, I don't know. Frankie's very popular.
Oh, pooh. Why, you have just as much talent in your little finger as Frank Sinatra has in his whole body.
Well, why shouldn't I? They're the same size.
Well, there you are. And believe me, George, I'm going to see to it, personally, that you become Jeanette MacDonald's singing partner.
But, Gracie, do you think it's fair to break up Nelson and Jeanette after all this time?
But think of the added suspense you'll give Jeanette's pictures.
Suspense?
For sure. When Nelson Eddy is the hero and Jeanette sings, "I'm falling in love with someone," the audience knows she means Nelson. But when you're the hero and Jeanette sings, "I'm falling in love with someone," even the villain has a chance.
That's the suspense.
Yes.
Gee, George Burns and Jeanette MacDonald. Sounds pretty good.
Well, of course, you may have to settle for Jeanette MacDonald and George Burns. Jeanette may not be as big a fool as I am.
Well, how are you going to go about breaking them up?
Oh, I'll think of a way. Other people have broken up before, you know. If only he were Frank Sinatra, he'd be bound to keel over soon.
Well, how are you two getting along?
Oh, hello, Nelson, darling. We were just talking about you.
Well, I'm sorry I missed it. I'll bet it was a scream. You know, when you two get started, you certainly send me.
Well, we'll sure try.
Well, if you and George will pardon me, I'd like to introduce another guest who has a paragraph to add to the proceedings. So for all you Rhode Islanders gathered at the other end of the ether, here's the charming Miss Margaret Whiting singing "It Could Happen to You."
Hide your heart from sight. Lock your dreams at night. It could happen to you. Don't count stars, or you might stumble. someone drops a sigh, and down you tumble. Keep an eye on spring, run when church bells ring.
Gracie. George, you've done it. You've given me an idea.
Huh?
Well, don't you see? If I can get Margaret Whiting to team up with Nelson Eddy, who does that leave Jeanette McDonald free to sing with?
Me.
Well, now why aren't you that smart in front of my mother? You know, she might finally admit that you're in the family.
Okay, okay. You're so brainy. Go ahead and talk to Margaret.
Well, I certainly will. Oh, Margaret, could I see you for a minute?
Yes, Gracie.
Margaret, you have a marvelous voice. You're simply a wonderful singer. In fact, I've never heard such talent before.
Well, you're very flattering, Gracie.
Well, naturally. I know what I'm doing. But, Margaret, what you really need is a partner, a man to sing with, and I have just the man for you.
But, Gracie, I don't want...
Oh, he has a gorgeous voice and a wonderful personality, and he's very handsome.
Oh, for a minute, I thought you meant your husband.
Oh, no, no, no. I meant for you to sing with Nelson Eddy.
Oh, I wouldn't dream of breaking up a team like Nelson Eddy and Jeanette McDonald. Why, they're traditional. They seem to go together like ham and eggs.
Well... Margaret, I wasn't going to disturb the eggs. I just wanted to make a readjustment in the ham.
Well, I'm sorry, Gracie. You'll have to count me out as Nelson Eddy's partner.
Oh, well, it looks like I'll have to think of someone else. I'll get that Jeanette McDonald to sing.
Gracie, ixnay, ixnay. Look who's walking oboe with Nelson Eddy.
Why, it's Jeanette McDonald. Why, Jeanette, it's so nice to see you. Have you met my charming, talented, and utterly delightful husband?
Why, no.
How do you do, Mr. Burns?
Hello.
You know, George has always been a great admirer of yours, Jeanette.
Really?
Oh, yes. He thinks you're the most beautiful woman in the world. Present company accepted, of course.
Hey, I'm sorry to interrupt, but Jeanette has promised us a song, so if you don't mind...
Oh, we'd love it. Go right ahead, Jeanette.
All right, Gracie. I have a little number here called Love Will Come Back to Me that I'd like to dedicate to every GI from R.I.
You've gone away, I've lost you, and so my blue days start. But even now I miss you, though we're not far apart. Still the memory of the night I kissed you keeps
Jeanette, thank you. That was really lovely.
Yeah, she's great, isn't she, Nelson?
She sure is, George.
Too bad she hasn't got a singing partner who could show her off a little better.
Mercy, you shouldn't say that. He's got a nice little voice. All he needs is a little training.
A little training?
No, don't get excited, Nelson. It won't cost you a cent. And George is a wonderful teacher.
Oh, sure. I'll be glad to do it, Nelson.
Now, look here.
Look, just stand up straight and take a deep breath.
Take
it. Yeah, and I want you to sing, For she could carry a gun good as any mother's son. Just sing that. For she could carry a gun good as any mother's son.
For she could carry a gun.
No. Look. For she could carry a gun good as any mother's son.
For she could carry a gun as a...
No. I'm trying to do it. Follow me.
For.
Now, for she could carry a gun good as any...
For she could carry a gun...
For she
could carry...
No, together. One, two. I give up, Nelson. I can't do anything with you.
This is the most ridiculous thing I ever heard.
Hey, Gracie, the man knows nothing about music. I can't understand. I can't understand why Jeanette McDonald sings with him. She must like him personally.
Oh, well, maybe that can be fixed.
Now, none of your tricks, Gracie.
Who, me? Well, you stay here. I'll be right back. Oh, Jeanette.
Oh, yes,
Gracie. Oh, Jeanette, your song was simply marvelous. George and I were really thrilled.
Oh, thank you very much, Gracie.
Oh, and you look so gorgeous. That gown is absolutely stunning.
Thank you.
Isn't it remarkable what you can pick up at a rummage sale?
A rummage sale? Who told you this dress came from a rummage sale?
Oh, I couldn't tell you that. That would be violating a confidence. Nelson would never forgive me.
Nelson Eddy told you I bought this dress at a rummage sale?
Oh, well, he doesn't blame you for it. He said that so few stores these days carry stouts.
Stouts? Well, of all things, what else did he say, Gracie?
Oh, nothing to them. Nothing at all, really.
Did he talk about my singing?
Oh, no, no, no.
You're sure?
Oh, positive. He said it wasn't worth talking about.
Well, now that's the last straw. Never in my life.
Well, hello, girls. What's going on?
Oh, so it's you, is it? Well, Mr. Eddy, there's something I've been dying to tell you for a long time.
Why, what is it?
Remember when you put on that Northwest Mounted uniform in Rosemarie, and you asked me whether you looked bow-legged in it?
That's right, and you said I didn't.
Well, I'm telling you now, you looked like a wishbone that had been drafted.
Now, Jeanette, what?
And furthermore, Mr. Eddy, huh? The next time the studio needs a nice, slender young leading man for one of my pictures...
Well?
Don't ask me to lace you up again. Goodbye.
Now, just a minute, Miss McDonald.
Yes?
Remember that scene in Naughty Marietta where we were out in the meadow and I leaned across a cow to kiss you?
Yes.
Well, I'm very sorry I didn't lean across you and kiss the cow.
What's going on here, anyhow?
Well, this Nelson Eddy had the nerve to tell Gracie that I bought my clothes at a rummage sale and that I had an awful singing voice.
I never said anything of the kind.
He did, too. Didn't he, Gracie?
Did I say that, Gracie?
Oh, dear. I feel like the brow was Dick Tracy closing in.
Gracie, did you say those things or didn't you?
Well, George, I only tried to split them up because...
I told you none of your tricks. I want you to apologize to Nelson and Jeanette this minute.
Well, all right. Nelson, Jeanette.
Hmm?
Yes.
Well, I'm awfully sorry I didn't split you up.
And now here are the reunited Jeanette McDonald and Nelson Eddy singing their famous duet from Rosemarie, The Indian Love Call.
Oh,
realize that was beautiful, wasn't it?
Yeah, you see how wrong you were to try to break those two up?
Yeah, maybe you're right.
They belong together.
Yep, I guess so.
You wouldn't like it if somebody tried to break us up.
No, I wouldn't.
I think it was a pretty dirty trick.
You're right, George.
Sure. Suppose Nelson Eddy decided that to take you away from me. That wouldn't be nice, would it?
Nelson Eddy?
Hey.
George, you should have quit when you were ahead.
I'm sorry.
This is Nelson Eddy writing finish to this mail call with a few words of tribute to Rhode Island. Yes, it's a 2x4 bit of land in size, all right, but when it comes to heart and history and plain old guts, there's no state in the entire nation that can top it. They've got a mind and a will of their own, these people who come from Rhode Island. And if you doubt that, even for a second, ask the Germans about those Rhode Island boys in the 29th at St. Lo. Yes, it's a privilege to salute the fighting men from up around Narragansett Bay, wherever they are tonight.
Well, that's it, fellas. The end of another mail call letter. Signatures include Nelson Eddy, Jeanette McDonald, George Burns and Gracie Allen, Margaret Whiting, and yours truly, Harlow Wilcox. This program was arranged with the cooperation of the Hollywood Victory Committee. Another mail call will be coming your way the next time you hear. This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.